Welcome to Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Apnea interrupts the sleep of millions of people.
There are over 100 million adults that are thought to have obstructive sleep apnea, which is a condition by which individuals have a tough time breathing at night.
UT Health San Antonio professor Nathan Jeske studies pain, and he was curious about reports that sleep apnea patients experience persistent pain much more often than people who sleep normally. So his lab tried to replicate the intermittent low oxygen conditions caused by sleep apnea in mice and found something interesting.
The lack of oxygen is leading to an increase in macrophages in the peripheral nervous system that is sensitizing these neurons through the release of multiple different cytokines that are leading to a prolonged pain phenotype in the animals.
So the lack of oxygen is triggering the warriors of the innate immune system, macrophages, and cytokines, and that is making it take longer for the apnea mice to recover from pain than mice with uninterrupted sleep. Jeske's lab also looked at mice who experienced fragmented sleep, but not low oxygen, and those mice recovered from pain as quickly as mice with normal sleep patterns.
So it was due to the lack of oxygen caused by the sleep apnea model.
This is an exciting beginning for research into potential links between sleep apnea and pain. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.